Hi, I'm Dee.
And I'm Sam with the Taggart Experience Podcast.
Inspiring life's experiences.
Welcome to another episode of the Taggart Experience Podcast.
Oh, listen, we're back.
We are out experiencing. You already know. Can anyone guess what we are experiencing?
Can you just listen? Moment of silence.
Just listen.
Hear that? That's bike pedals. That's rocks getting trampled.
Going. We're out mountain biking in the middle of the desert. There's no water in sight. And Samuel didn't think to bring water.
It's overrated.
He always pushes us to do these experiences like on the whim, last minute. And I'm always like, yeah, let's send it. And then when I get out, I'm like, oh, let's talk about the preparedness.
Preparedness, my bum.
He always says that's part of the experience. He's just doing it. It's like, sometimes when we overthink it, it ends up not happening because you spend so much time thinking about it.
Yep.
So
we're in Las Vegas, Best Bears bike trail out in the middle of the desert. Well, I couldn't not do it because the problem was we stayed at the Red Rock last night and the night before, and we had two options this morning, three options. But the fact that like a bike rental place was literally like 7 minutes away from the hotel, and then you could bike from the bike rental place to these awesome trails, and
there's to the Red Rock. Look at
yeah,
the Red
like
Rock.
We're in it, and they're open on Sunday, and they had two e-bikes available. I was like, you know, the stars are aligning.
Then they had this cute little cafe right next door where they had the most amazing chai burrito. And acai bowl.
We would have never even found that place. Think about it.
Made for the perfect Sunday morning.
Had we not taken this adventure, we would not have gone to that restaurant. And here we are. Go faster, babe. I don't know why we're going so slow.
So, like, these kind of experiences... Oh, goodness.
Yep. Need more speed.
Wow, that was super rocky.
You did it. But I didn't...
These kind of experiences just, like... get us out doing the things we love. So we have a couple of top hobbies that we absolutely love.
Let's list them out. Yeah.
And one of them.
Oh, dude, you gotta go faster.
Sorry. Is golfing. One of them is biking. One of them is skiing or snowboarding. And
golf.
Those are like our main go-tos. We decided our perfect day would look like get up, hit the slopes, come back, go golf, maybe 9 holes, possibly 18, and then do a sunset mountain bike ride.
Oof. And finish with a nice yoga sesh or something, like just to...
And then unwind with like a hot tub or a yoga breathwork sesh.
Breathwork, yoga, hot tub, sauna.
That would be the perfect day. Of Sam and Dee.
Oh, I'm curious what your guys' perfect days are. Dude, you're going too slow that it makes it even harder.
I'm so sorry, but it's really aggressive right here. And like, my pedals are so low and the rocks are so big that it gives me, not happy.
Walk.
All right. Literally, you think you could have made that up?
Yeah, if you were going fast.
No way.
Yes.
No.
We would have gone. No.
Like, this is a full 2.5 foot up.
See, that's a scary piece. Okay. Yeah. Let me talk about what goes through my head quite a bit in mountain biking and how it relates to life. Ready? Listen.
Okay.
So, remember how your toe and your pedals are low and your feet hit these big rocks that are on the side of us? Kind of goes through my head a lot of like, I don't want to stub my toe, because there's one time I was going really fast and I hit my toe on a rock, like, because the pedal was too low, and I just, it like sharp right hand turned me, like it just caught my foot and pedal, kicked me to the right because it just like hooked. And every time I'm pedaling around, I'm like,
okay,
do I have the clearance?
You get used to like your bike, your clubs, your stuff, and when you come and like rent stuff or you try, it's good to try new things because then you get a experience. Wow, like this bike is so hard for me to get going on. My hip is like cramped up. Like I have like my left hip.
But like, what I was saying is, there's like, yeah, go, babe. Like pedal fast up this.
I can't.
But like,
that's a swear word.
I think what happens is like, you have to like second guess, like, am I safe? Ever since then, so you bike like more cautious, or you snowboard, or you do things more cautious after you have an experience like that, where you're like, am I safe? And I think oftentimes we go through like our own little experiences that create these traumas or these questions. Had I never had that like hard toe jam, I probably wouldn't
know any different.
Think that way, you know what I mean? But it's like us going through divorces, we think that way. Or you having a fall on a snowboard, you think that way now. You're like, am I going to go through the same pain that I did that one time?
And then it actually debilitates you from living and experiencing life.
Exactly.
Because I can remember, like, yeah, going through the pain of a divorce, I was like, oh, I'm never going to love again. Never. Like, that was the mentality I had because it was the best way I knew how to protect myself. And then it wasn't until you decide to get back out there and to start experiencing and taking that risk of like, well, not every... Look at these... Oh, shoot. See these rocks?
You did hit your pedal.
Okay. This is what's fun about our podcast is we're like actually doing the thing while we're talking to you guys.
But let's talk about your relationship and some of the fears and stuff that we talk about in ours, just because we both have been previously married.
Yeah.
And so, like, we naturally go to like protect ourselves.
Yep.
Because
limit ourselves from living.
Yeah, and it's like, that's not a safe
point. Guaranteed. No, there's like 100 million different outcomes. Everything is different. Oh, right. Wow. We could be going off a cliff.
Or we go, wow.
Or.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a cliff?
No, it's a downhill. But I think we go this way. Right.
Look at this or we rake. Go left. What is
this
that
is a
doing?
Random rink.
Is that a red cactus? Wow.
Oh, that is red.
It's like,
is that real?
I don't know. My glasses make it look really red.
No, it's
like a fluffy red football.
Okay, so yeah, I think like so often we have these talks of just like, can we
overcome?
Deconstruct, yeah, almost like deconstruct some past beliefs in fear of getting hurt. And in this fear, like we struggle. But it's like, I don't know. I think the question is like, are you willing to get hurt? Like, that's my thing. Is like, I think real transformation and joy and growth comes from like being willing to get hurt and
take the risk.
When you do get hurt, you're like,
growth comes from it.
Yeah, you're like, cool. I actually think men in particular are built to have more pain, and hence why like warriors and fighters. You know what I mean? Like, think of like back in the day, they had these.
I don't know. I think women are built to have pain too.
And yeah, you have like the shield strong. Maidens. But yeah, but they go through childbirth.
And that's one of the most painful things.
That's probably worse than any pain that a man ever experiences. Like, I think men, no, humans are designed to be able to withstand pain.
Yeah. And it's interesting how we avoid pain. Wow, these gloves already got like.
Which way do you want to go?
Jacked up. It's interesting how we avoid pain, but then it's like pain is what's on the other side of pain is really usually what we want. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I want a good relationship. You have to go through some of your limiting patterns though in order to get there.
Yep.
Because like, if you want a really good relationship, you got to be like fully invested, not like, oh, well, I'm invested as far as much. Just
and not
I'm
just
to
that,
let my heart
just
break.
Like knowing that it's gonna be work, like. Being okay with it's going to take work.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't just, nobody has a magical fairy tale, like, story, is like that societal's created with different, like, movies and They make it look like it's all perfect. They show you maybe just a few of the hard parts, but it's like, reality is like, it takes work. Like, you're dealing with two different types of people, with two different types of background, with two different types of traumas, with, like, you go through a lot, and it's a lot of unknowns, like a lot of unknowns, but you get out there and you start putting in the work, and then you get to the top of the hill and you're like, oh wow, look at this relationship and this love or this view is all worth it when we put in the work. It's like satisfying. It's fulfilling. I think human nature, like, we do get fulfilled and satisfied when we accomplish things.
Yeah. Well, it's progress. Fulfillment is progress.
Progress. Think about it.
Like,
fulfilling on things.
And you have a relationship. Here's the thing. A relationship. Oh, man. This is it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Listening. I don't know. Where are we going?
There's a right-hand turn that looks like the more...
All right, let's go the other way. I don't care.
Okay. I don't know.
I just don't know where to go.
We're just lost in this. I like this red cactus. Don't pop those tires. Those are great.
But, like,
here's a interesting thought. A relationship doesn't have a destination other than the get it right. Go exclusive. Maybe kids... Like, there's no room in progress, so therefore you lose fulfillment. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Like, so
yeah. You're
like, I'm in it. We're going nowhere. I'm just loving.
So then you have to find fulfillment in the moments.
Yeah, so like that's what I'm interested in. It's like, what is that? This is a downhill track. Go.
I know.
You got to send it.
Why don't you go first? Because you're the one always complaining about me being slow.
Okay, well, I'm scared now.
Hold on. I'm scared. You're trying to make me go first because you're scared?
Well, hold on, let me drop my seat. Oh, shit.
Holy shoot.
Hold on.
Yeah, this is aggressive. Oh, my goodness. Wow. So wow, that's a huge rock. Sometimes there's massive rocks in our way. And it's like navigating over and around them. Sometimes it can be difficult to block us from even wanting to get through. But, woo! Just power through. That was kind of intense. Not going to lie. I probably would have picked this way.
Yeah, it was probably easier.
Shoot.
Pete, don't run through the cactus.
I just freaking ran. I ran through plants.
Okay, so... let's talk about this progress thing, because if you're listening to this, like, you're 7 years, 9 years are kind of like benchmarks for couples where they like usually go through a divorce just probably because they get dull and they lose interest and spark dies over time. And they haven't had progress, I guess. And so people either, like, a man typically buries himself in a career, right? And then the woman maybe buries herself in her kids. She gets like, yeah, she sees progress in her kids. She's like, look, I'm developing them. They're learning. And there's like tangible progress there. But then when it comes to a relationship, it's like, what is tangible progress? Like, or what is a measurement? If progress is fulfillment, what's a measurement of progress for a relationship? Like love. How would you...
It's your moments. Like, you have to measure it in the moments that bring you fulfillment and joy. Like, okay. And the joy comes from your connection. The joy comes from when you guys have time to connect on things that interest both of you.
Okay. So, moments, memories, connection.
Because that's the only way to, like, measure your relationship is, like, and A, the goals you set for each other and for... your family or relationship, like, milestones that you guys hope to accomplish together when you have a shared vision.
Okay, here's one. Let's talk about pain and how usually what you want's on the other side of pain. And if you think about like moments of connection usually come through pain. Like I feel the most connected when I can like, you send me that text. What did the text say today? The picture. It's like naturally we want to avoid hard conversations and dealing with some, you know, underlying surface things that may be uncomfortable in a relationship. But it's like when somebody gets vulnerable and is willing to like go there, that's what creates that connection that most people don't realize they really want. And this is interesting. So on the other side of that is progress of like, hey, we have a deeper understanding through difficult times,
the traumas and the hardships, and when we start to understand our partner more.
Because you said like moments and experiences, but I'm like, I think the shared struggle, like shared pain, shared struggle,
shared feelings.
Yeah, like that creates stacked experiences, like, or think of like stacked wins. Because you think of like your best friends or people you're really close with, like you've had like long history of like seeing each other through each other's journeys, you know?
Yeah.
And I think like having that, you could almost see as progress. Like, look, we don't get so mad at each other when this happens anymore. I don't respond like I used to in these scenarios, or I have much more patience and love and understanding now.
Wow, I left you in the dust. Hi, how's it going? Good. Oh, okay. Yeah, you just keep going. I'll follow you. I don't know.
What's this? Hilly. Where do we... Where should we go? You guys look like you know where you're going. We just rented bikes and said, call it good. I know. I was like, luckily we got e-bikes. Like, oh, it isn't? We were just like cruising. So we just keep going. Yeah, yeah, the one. We have trail forks. So just get washed over there and it'll cruise us back that way. A couple hours. Is that where it's at? Okay.
These are good jams.
We got e-bike. Oh, we like flowy. No.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Oh, okay. Just keep cruising?
Come back out over here.
But if we want to go like a couple hours, is that too short or is it?
Yeah,
we want to kind of cruise back up here and then go that way. Those lights?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. We're full. Okay. Thanks, bro.
Sweet.
See you guys. Oh, I love on adventures how you just meet cool people in the journey, you know? Oh, yeah, this stuff is more like sexy.
My goodness. I just really don't like how aggressive these rocks are. Oh my goodness.
On these.
This is so sketchy. I don't even know. Where's? I think it's that way.
I've never done much. I avoid technical.
I think more the trail's over there. Look.
Oh yeah. I avoid technical a bit more.
Cliff. I know this is very technical. Like these are aggressive rocks. Like the rocks themselves are like lava rock, a mix between lava and like just really jaggedy. Pokey. And so you're like.
Then you got a cactus to your right and left.
Yeah. So you're just like, whatever you do, do not fall.
Yeah, I'll follow you.
I don't know how to get down there.
Yeah, right there.
Huh?
Right there. Can you see the tire track?
No.
Yeah, straight.
Oh. Wait.
So, interesting. Like, preferred mountain bike trail flow. Well, a lot of people are like, no, I like the technical stuff. You know what I mean? Well, what's interesting, you have trails in life that are much more technical. And then you have trails in life that are much more flowy. You know what I mean?
I like flow.
I like Whaler. I'd rather do flow. But I think everybody would like flow.
Like, this is sketch. Look at all the petals that have been caught on this rock.
Oh, that's the foot killer right there. That's
yeah.
The one. That is it. Oh, see, so you're supposed to just slip.
Okay. Yeah, this is like straight, jaggedy edged.
Anyways, I think like, okay, so what
would I definitely am a more flowy person. Life. Like I go with the flow. Speaking of, let's talk about like when you have a feeling and you just go for it, but then someone tries to stop you. Do you just say, sorry, no, I know this is right. I'm going to follow my heart. Or do you listen to them trying to stop you?
Unleash.
Because I had a feeling to follow my heart and get on a different flight when our flight was taking forever this weekend. And Sam was like, no, I want to stay and wait it out. And if we had waited it out, then we would have missed the surprise party that we were going down for.
Yeah.
So I'm glad, but I had to still ignore my feeling because I was trying to compromise for his desire.
I struggle at like just going with the feeling and flow. I like seeing all my options and weighing out like pros and cons, and then I make those decisions. I'm a little slower to like just send it, you know?
I like this stuff.
Oh yeah, this is kind of fun. But like I struggle until like I feel like I can maximize. Oh shit!
I can't get up.
You gotta get speed.
I know, I didn't get enough speed in there.
Alright. But I feel like a lot of times there's people that like can just whatever go with it. But I hate the feeling of knowing I would have spent more money or I would have lost out on X or I would have enjoyed X more.
So you know what?
And it hurts it makes my decision making a little slower.
Well, you know what helps that? It's just not having regrets. Like making the decision and being proud of the decision you made and just being like, I'm flowing with it. It's
that's
when
fair.
You start to look back
on
it coulda, shoulda, woulda been.
Yeah.
That's when you regret your decision and then you lose trust in yourself.
That's fair.
So it's like, once you make a decision, be proud of it. Go with it. Whether you learn a lesson from it or whether it was the best decision you ever made. Ow. Aggressive tree.
Cactus in the face. Oh! No, that's fair. Like
aggressive rocks.
I mean, I feel like I make really good decisions.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like I'm good at decision making. Like, it's not like I'm, like, I've made fairly good decisions. But I also think there's an element of trust that I have in myself. Like, can I trust like first instinct or natural intuition versus needing, I don't like being this close to you.
I can't.
Look, this is hard to do a podcast.
This is way too aggressive for my liking. Oh! I don't like it. It's too much.
This is the desert.
They're not like little baby rocks. They're like 2 footers.
I kind of think it's fun.
And then there's cactus trees on your right and left.
But I think like I've had lower trust in myself.
Mm.
And that's what hurts my technical like.
So then you go back to shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Because you're like, man, I don't have this self-confidence.
I've
of
made
like,
decisions that didn't plan out the way I wanted to.
Yep.
Where I'm like,
yep.
Instead of beating yourself up on those decisions, just accepting
live with
that
no regret.
Those decisions taught you what you needed to do.
Yep.
And you don't need to live with regret.
Yep. That's good. That is really good.
Anyways, guys,
we can't keep on this podcast. This is hard.
It's too aggressive terrain.
And I can't be this close to her or else I'll run in the back of her tire. But true. Another great adventure.
It's been an adventure. And we love sharing our adventures with you and our insights. And honestly, not sure how this podcast turned out.
Yeah, because we have no idea how close we were.
And meeting people and stopping. So hopefully you feel like you were on the adventure with us.
You hear the bikes getting beat up with rocks.
We want to just continue to go inspire you to go live life. And to go do the things that your heart desires. And to also step into new terrains and new horizons and take risks to grow you out of your comfort zones.
Yeah, new trains. We don't get cactuses in Draper, Utah.
With that, we'll see you guys next time on the next adventure.
See ya.
Hi, I'm Dee.
And I'm Sam with the Taggart Experience Podcast.
Inspiring life's experiences.